Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that. We don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
He said he aced it, and I don't think he ever saw anyone ace it.
So what is NATO, and what is the purpose of NATO since the fall of the Soviet Union 30 years ago?
So we definitely want debates.
Democrats don't accept elections that they don't win.
Republicans stand for a strong, free, and prosperous nation.
The war room is not here to unite the country.
For the record, I love dumplings, I love black-eyed peas, and I love cornbread.
I bet you say that to all the boys.
Hey, welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. It is Friday. We've made it. It's about 1 degree outside, just so you know that, headed out the door this morning.
It's six.
Well, it was three. It was one when I got in my truck. It said three by the time I was driving down the road, and I'm not quite sure what the difference was. And it took forever for it to heat up, even though I started it in advance with my remote starter. So, I don't know. Just bear in mind, it's cold. I mean, I had to run and get something out of my other car, and then come back, and my hands were burning before I got back to the truck.
Yes, it's that cold.
It is that cold outside. Mm-hmm. In fact, it looks like the Hazelwood schools have called off for today because of the temperatures. They're probably not the only ones. I saw that on Channel 4 a minute ago. They were running a crawl on the bottom of it. So some school districts are a little worried about it because of the temperature. So just so you know, it's cold out there. It's wintertime. We're glad that you're with us. We got a lot coming up here for you on the show today, right? You need to wrap your brain around this. Today is the March for Life in Washington, D.C. Would love to have been there. That didn't work out this year. But here's why it's historic. It's been going on since 1973, when Roe v. Wade was, you know, errantly decided by the United States Supreme Court, in my humble opinion. And this could be, I don't think the march would end just because of a court decision overturning Roe, but that could happen this year. So I think there's a little extra anticipation after years and years and years of frustration over the hundreds and thousands and millions of deaths that have occurred since 1973, the murders as a result of abortion in this country. We're going to check in with a former St. Louis native who is in D.C. for the march today, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. So be sure and stay tuned for that. Next hour, a couple of big issues we're going to be talking about. Number one, redistricting. The state representative, Dan Shaul, who has from District 113, has kind of been the one that helped perfect the map that's been sent over to the Missouri Senate. This is the one that, depending on your read of it, is either a 6-2 map or would pretty shortly be a 5-3 map. So 5 Republican seats, 3 Democrat seats, because it doesn't do much to strengthen the second congressional district, Ann Wagner's district. And a lot of people are questioning why. Why not go 7-1? Why not at least go stronger 6-2? Dan wanted to come into the studio here and defend the map that's been drawn. So we invited him in here in the 7 o'clock hour. And then 7:35, State Representative Shamed Dogan got into it this week with Brian Seitz, another state representative. They're debating a bill that would prevent CRT, critical race theory, and teachings like that in Missouri schools. That was the, it was an education committee hearing, I believe, where they were debating this. And in it, during that hearing, Shamed Dogan chooses to challenge Brian Seitz on something he said over a year ago regarding the coronavirus, when he referred to it as the China virus. Remember that hogwash when Donald Trump banned travel from China and everybody from Nancy Pelosi to the current occupant of the White House referred to that move as xenophobic. And then they turned around and did the exact same thing to African nations when the Omicron virus came around. So it's all politics. Calling the coronavirus the China virus is no different than calling something Spanish flu. It's not about hating people from Spain or wanting people from Spain to be beaten up. That's not what it's about. But that's basically what Shamed Dogan accused Brian Seitz of and demanded in an education hearing that he apologize and correct himself, even though it had nothing, the debate had nothing to do with the coronavirus. So Brian Seitz is going to join us this morning at 7:35 to talk about that, and I'm looking forward to having him on. Coming up next here, have you had any concerns about this whole 5G controversy? Like, I don't know what to think about it, quite frankly. I'm not overly concerned about it. It wouldn't stop me from flying, but at the same time, I don't think that the people in the airline industry are just making this up. They do have some concerns about this. So coming up next, we are going to talk to Jake Pavelka. Jake is a captain. He's flown Boeing 737s. He's logged more than 10,000 hours of flight time. He worked as an instructor pilot for a major airline for over 17 years. And we're going to get him on here and ask his opinion on 5G, what the real risk is. Is it to the altimeter? Is it the electronic, some other electronic system on the airplane? Does it affect certain planes more than others? Does he have any concerns over that? That's something I've not heard a great explanation about before, which is why I want to invite Jake on here and let him kind of explain it in his own words. As a pilot, as somebody who's been an instructor, is it a valid concern for people in the United States? I don't know that any flights have been canceled over it. I assume some have that I'm just not aware of. But we're going to talk about that coming up here right after the break. And then, of course, at about 6:45, we'll get into In Other News with Denise Schaefer. So there's a lot going on. You may have heard there in the shortlist the soundbite from Steve Bannon, which I think is fascinating because people are constantly trying to shut him down. I'm going to play that for you again coming up here because I want you to hear that in combination with Billy Long's new campaign ad. Billy Long has a campaign ad that all of the local media, the Post, the Springfield Herald Leader, Channel 5, they're all rolling this out saying it's a controversial ad because he talks about the problems with the 2020 election. How dare he bring that up in the U.S. Senate primary? So we're going to kick around all of that coming up here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. We'll be back right after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He was one of the first to support Donald Trump for president. He made America great, but the Democrats rigged the election. Now we have Biden and the far-left crazies letting inflation rise faster than an auctioneer rattling off numbers. I'm running for Senate to stop the insanity, stop the wokeness, and stop the Democrats from stealing another election. So I need your help. And then we'll help Donald Trump make America great again. Again, I'm Billy Long, and I approve this message.
Yes, he did, but guess what? The media doesn't approve that message.
Calling him a big fat liar is what they're doing.
They are. Headline of the Springfield News Leader, which is about the equivalent of the Post disgrace. Billy Long embraces election conspiracies. Early support of Trump in new U.S. Senate ad. That's their headline this morning. Because he pointed out the problems in the 2020 election. At least somebody's still talking about it. It'll be interesting. We need to get Billy Long back on the air here. It's been a while. We had him on right after he announced that he was running for Senate, and obviously he's been in the St. Louis area a few times since then. Of course, he lives down in the Springfield area, but it'll be interesting to see if we can get him back on the air. You know, what I'd like to ask him, and I'd like to ask Ann Wagner, we'll try to get Ann Wagner on here to talk about this. Why aren't these Congress people, these members of Congress, particularly these Republican members of Congress from Missouri, why haven't they been more active in this redistricting debate? I mean, if I'm the representative from the 2nd Congressional District, probably most of this has been happening behind the scenes, but I'd be out there putting a little bit of heat on them by saying, why would you not, if you have the opportunity to strengthen my district, As a Republican seat, why would you not do that? At the same time, strengthening the 1st Congressional District, right? I don't understand the logic there. Like, I asked the governor, if you missed my interview with him, you can look it up on the website there, 971talk.com/Cox. We interviewed the governor earlier. We replayed it this morning. You can hear that at about 5:35. If you're on the Odyssey app, you can hit the rewind button and listen to it.
What?
I couldn't get the governor to commit to putting pressure on them either. Well, that's up to the legislature, he said. Well, it is, but that map needs to be reflective of how Missouri votes. Here's the deal. 10 years ago, and we're going to talk more with Dan Shaw about this in about an hour. 10 years ago, this map went to the Missouri Supreme Court. And the Missouri Supreme Court ruled the map was fine. Jay Nixon had vetoed it, and there was a big debate about it. He was unhappy with how it was drawn. The Supreme Court of the state of Missouri, which is predominantly packed with liberal justices, ruled that it was fine, that there was nothing wrong with it, that it's okay for, like each district's supposed to be even within reason. Like, there can be a slight fluctuation from one district to another because the key goal is to keep counties intact. And yet, we put out, I say we, Nick Schroer, other conservatives down there, put out a 7-1 map, and it was questioned as to whether or not it was constitutional because it had one or two more people in one district than it should have. That's well within the the parameters set by the Supreme Court 10 years ago when this thing was challenged. I don't know. Anyway, Dan's coming in. We're going to talk about that in the next hour. But I fail to understand why the Congress people aren't more involved in this. And maybe they are behind the scenes. That's all I can figure, is that somehow they're negotiating this with legislators behind the scenes because their political future depends on it. I mean, Billy Long's not going to be in any trouble because of this map. Neither is Hartzler. She won't be in any trouble because of this map. Jason Smith's got one of the strongest Republican districts in the 8th in the entire state. But Ann Wagner in the 2nd congressional district could have problems in a cycle or two because of this map. And I don't know why you wouldn't try to head that off. So we'll try to get to both Billy Long and Ann Wagner on the show coming up to talk about that. Well, you know what? The best laid plans. We've been trying to reach a guest offered to us this morning, Jake Pavelka. You might recognize the name. I didn't realize this until I looked him up. He is a pilot. He was a pilot for years for Major Airlines. He's even an instructor. He was also on The Bachelor.
Yes.
Started on Bachelorette.
Bachelorette, yes.
Jake Pavelka. Mm-hmm. So he was the bachelor that all the bachelorettes were trying to...
No, he started on The Bachelorette, didn't get picked, and then they made a whole season out of him. And then he went back to The Bachelorette.
Looks like somebody else kept him too long, and we may just now be getting him on the phone.
You know why?
Why?
Because they knew that he was on The Bachelor, and that's why they kept him long.
Well, that's not why I invited him on here. I wanted to talk about the airplane problem,
yes.
The 5G. Well, let's get to it. Jake Pavelka, are you on the phone? We have you now?
Oh, here comes Frank.
Is that it?
I'm a little late.
Oh, there we go.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. Did you hear that Meatloaf died last night?
I did hear that. Yes, isn't that awful? We've been talking about it this morning.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, the previous radio station I was with, I just hit the floor. I couldn't believe it. Anything
well,
for love, right?
I guess so. You know, but I'm going to run out of time here pretty shortly, Jake, but I did want to ask you about this 5G thing as a former pilot. Are you concerned
yes.
about it?
No, I'm not. I'm absolutely not. Do you want to ask questions, or you just want me to give you an explanation?
I'm kind of anxious to hear your take on it as somebody who was an instructor and a pilot for all those years. Why all the hubbub about this now? We've known this was coming for years.
Okay, that's a great question. So there's an instrument inside of let's just say commercial airliners called a radar altimeter. And what a radar altimeter does is it tells the airplane and the pilot crew how high they are above the ground. And what it does is it shoots these radar frequencies. It activates at 2,500 feet above the ground typically. Why is that important? When you're landing, especially you're using the airplane's auto land capabilities, if you're fogged in, the airplane has to know exactly how high above the surface it is.
I hope, yeah.
Yes. Where it gets a little bit iffy is the radio frequency. Let's say that the radar altimeter uses frequencies, gigahertz, 4 to 4.8.
Yeah.
These towers use 3.5 to 4. And so there's just a teeny, teeny bit of overlap on the radar altimeter's lower end versus the 5G tower's high end. And
okay.
So there's the possibility that it could give the radar altimeter erroneous readings. And why is that important? When you're doing an auto land into an airport, you're landing in like Los Angeles and the you feel the airplane flare or kind of feel a nose pull up just a little bit right before the mains gently touch the runway or the main wheels touch the runway to roll out. If you don't know, if the aircraft in Autoland doesn't know exactly how high it is, it doesn't know where to flare. And just real quickly, where this became, or they realized it could be an issue. Do you remember when Tel Aviv rolled out the Iron Dome?
I do, yes.
A couple of years ago?
Yeah.
So I guess when they first rolled out the Iron Dome, I don't know anything about how that system works. It the frequencies started interfering with an aircraft that was landing in 00 visibility weather in Tel Aviv. And the aircraft evidently started to flare at 2,500 feet, thinking it was getting ready for touchdown.
Okay, that'd be a problem. But so, but in America,
would be a problem. Now the crew.
But you don't have any
airplane. You know, it just did landing. But
yeah. You don't have any concern over this, though. Why?
You know, it's been my experience in life. It's the sharks that you don't see that'll get you.
Yeah.
This is something that the airline's aware of. AT&T and Verizon are aware of. The government's aware of, and there are so many redundant systems on that airplane, making commercial air travel so safe these days. I mean, an aircraft crash these days is an extremely rare event.
Yeah. I would agree. So, well, Jake, unfortunately, I've run out of time here. But listen, I appreciate your expertise on this, and I wish we had more time. Maybe we can catch you next time.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on this morning.
You bet. Former pilot Jake Pavelka, TV star now as well from The Bachelorette. Good to get his take on that whole thing. All right, we're going to catch up on business coming up, and then in other news with Denise. Stand by.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
That music so loud, Carl.
Meatloaf everywhere.
I don't know. She's Meatloaf may not be with us, but he's still louder than you are right now. I don't know why. I apologize for that. Yeah, no kidding. So, are we in? Here's my question: are we in correction territory yet?
We were earlier this week with the Nasdaq. Yes.
Any improvement looking today?
Right now, futures slightly lower with the NASDAQ under pressure again after Netflix issued a weak subscriber growth outlook. The streamer posted quarterly earnings of $1.33 a share, which was much better than expected, and revenue of $7.71 billion. But Netflix says it expects to add 2.5 million subscribers during the current quarter, and that's far below the 3.98 million it added a year ago in the first quarter. And analysts had actually expected 6.93 million. Netflix shares are down 20% in pre-market trading. The streamer also confirmed its wildly popular Squid Game series will return for a second season. 8.75 million. That's how many workers say they called in sick in early January because they had COVID symptoms or missed work because they were caring for someone with COVID. A Census Bureau survey finds millions more aren't working because they're scared that they might get or spread the viral disease, because they need to care for children or elderly relatives, or because their job has disappeared due to the pandemic. The spike in COVID cases likely to reduce payrolls in the January report. The Senate Judiciary Committee has voted 16-6 to advance a major tech competition bill, which some experts consider legislators' best shot at making substantial reform to laws that govern the industry. The bill has significant implications for Amazon, Apple, and Google in particular, though it's currently written, it could also apply to other large platforms like Facebook-owned Meta and TikTok. The bill prohibits dominant platforms from discriminating against other businesses that rely on its services. Long-haul carrier Emirates says its Boeing 777 flights to the U.S. resume today after halting them over concerns that new 5G services in the U.S. could interfere with airplane technology that measures altitude. The FAA gave approval late Wednesday for more types of planes to land in low visibility near 5G signals, including the Boeing plane. Intel plans to build the world's largest chip manufacturing plant in Ohio as part of plans to reduce supply chain problems and boost critical U.S. industries. Time reports the chipmaker plans to commit $20 billion to build at least two chip fabrication plants at a 1,000-acre site in New Albany outside Columbus. Intel says the plant would employ 3,000 people by 2025. The real estate market was on fire last year, with the frenzied pace of sales activity pushing home prices to record highs. The median home sales price, $346,900, up nearly 17% from 2020. The National Association of Realtors says home sales had the strongest year since 2006, with 6.12 million homes sold. Peloton shares up 7% in pre-market trading after CEO John Foley pushed back against media reports claiming the production halt and some layoffs. Shares skidded 24% yesterday after CNBC reported production on its exercise equipment would be halted after a decline in demand. Foley called the report of a complete halt in production of Peloton stationary bicycles and treadmills false and suggests that layoffs are not written in stone yet. And since you can't resell them or donate them, what should you do with your old underwear? Maybe turn them into furniture, bedding, or insulation. Underwear brand Parade is partnering with recycler TerraCycle to give used underwear a new purpose. Under the program, shoppers can turn in their freshly washed underwear into Parade in exchange for a 20% Parade coupon, and Parade will work with TerraCycle to turn the items into sustainable new products. Mark?
Well, freshly washed is the key there, right?
It absolutely is.
A little spray and wash on there, make sure.
No one wants your dirty underwear.
I don't know, but what's the... Why would they come up? Why would they target underwear? Couldn't you just, wouldn't all clothing qualify?
Yeah, but you can resell and donate other clothing. But how are you going to get rid of your underwear?
Well, that's true. That is a good point. I had not thought about that.
Yeah.
All right, Jen, thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too.
All right. There you go. So now you know what to do with all that holy underwear you have at home.
No, you don't.
I'm not suggesting have holy underwear. I'm
just I don't want to know. Things on the list I don't want to know.
We don't want to know about that. Thank you. Did you see this story out of Canada where a restaurant has gotten in trouble for allowing customers to show photos of their dogs instead of proof of a COVID-19 test? What? They've been ordered to close because Canadian officials received tips that you could show them your phone and a picture of your dog, and they would act like they were looking at your COVID test, and then they allowed you to come in. Because clearly they were flouting the rules because they think they're as silly as most of us do when it comes to requiring you to show proof of vaccine to get into a restaurant. This is in Alberta, Canada. They shut down the restaurant when they caught them doing this. So, see, not every country is fortunate to have our freedoms that we do in America. There's no enforcement mechanism here. Nobody's out rounding people up in concentration camps like they're trying to do in, what was that, Australia, I read? Where they did that with some of the Aborigine tribes. They rounded them up and held them somewhere until they could get them vaccinated, and then they released them back out. I mean, that's like an internment camp of some sort. That is concerning. That's going on in other places around the world. And to know that there are people in America that would have been okay with that, including apparently Don Lemon, who thinks if you're unvaccinated, you should be treated like a pariah of some sort. Fortunately, we've seen through a lot of that. So I hope we're on the road to freedom of this mess. They're doing that in Europe. You saw what they did in Boris Johnson did yesterday. In England, basically announcing that we're lifting all these mask mandates, we're through with this. I mean, they finally realized you're going to have to figure out a way to live with this, not to hide. So that fortunately is a good sign.
But it's weird how the countries are doing, like with England doing that, and then Austria, like you have to be vaccinated if you're 18 plus, or we're going to fine you.
Yeah.
If we're following the science, I mean, we've got complete opposite ends of the spectrum going on.
We've ditched that, I'm afraid. Ditched it along. Common sense is what's been ditched in a lot of these places. No doubt about it. Hey, coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk to State Representative Dan Shaw, District 113. Why? Well, he's the one who helped perfect the current redistricting map for the congressional seats that's been sent over to the Senate. We're going to talk to him about that and why it was drawn the way it was. That's coming up about 7:10. Up next, in other news with Denise Schaefer. We're back in a minute.
What's happening?
Oh, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Well, those M&M characters that you are probably familiar with are getting a makeover. The look on Mark's face. Yes, each color has their own little personality, right? And their little you know, shoes or out whatever. Well, they're being redesigned to focus on creating a sense of belonging and community, as well as spotlighting the characters' personalities rather than their gender for a more dynamic, progressive world. So the most notable change is to the green M&M, who is going to exchange her white-heeled go-go boots that she was given in 1997 for some laid-back sneakers to reflect her effortless confidence.
Wait a minute.
Less
I thought,
sexy green M&M coming your way.
I thought one of them was going to start identifying as a Skittle.
Wow.
Just to be politically correct. Come on.
So this, I'm not going to go through this whole article, but every color has its own personality and they want to focus, you know, on being inclusive and the importance of self-expression and the power of community. So thank you, M&Ms, for that.
Yeah. Next thing you know, one of them will be a transgender swimmer.
Now, I heard that the two female M&Ms were in a relationship.
Oh,
they're
come
going
on.
No, they're going to be nicer to each other. They were in competition before and mean to each other. And so they posted a few pictures of the green M&M and the brown M&M. Who's
candy.
By the way, the brown M&M's high heels have been lowered to a more professional level of a high heel. But they are going to be friendly and get along now. I don't think it was a relationship. They're supposed to just be nice.
I don't buy them very often, although my family does like the ones with caramel in them.
Those are good. I like the peanut butter ones.
Yeah, okay.
And almonds. I don't care what their personalities are while I'm eating them.
Thank you.
Just got to say.
Yes.
So it means nothing to me, but it's interesting. You know.
You're eating them.
Yes. That's all that I care about. I don't care what shoes they wear. All right. A California state senator is proposing a bill that would allow children age 12 and up to get vaccinated without parental consent.
Canadian.
Right? California.
California.
A state senator in California is proposing this.
These people are insane.
So that would be the youngest age in any state that would be allowed to get a vaccine without parental consent. Right now in California, between 12 and 17, you can't be vaccinated without permission. But the state senator said that this shouldn't be, these kids should be allowed to do this on their own because it's about their own physical and mental health and they should be able to have these decisions there. If their parents are against it or if they can't get them to some place to get a shot, they should be able to do it on their
own. This is the guy that probably thinks they should be able to go get an abortion too without their parents knowing about it. I'm sure.
Probably.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know that it will go through, but I mean, it's being proposed. So,
yeah, that's the end game for a lot of them right there.
What would you think if we all have daughters here? Just wondering if you got a letter sent home when they were in middle school and yours is in middle school, asking if it would be allowed if the school could give them shapewear to help them feel better about their body image. How would that go over at your house?
Are you kidding me?
For free?
Yes, I believe.
That's expensive.
Well, Girls
that's
worried about
Carl's
how much
might go.
A pair of
that's
Spanx
not
cost.
What
are
I'm
you
thinking
kidding
about.
Me?
Well, there's a middle school in Mississippi that's offering shapewear to help girls with their body image. So they sent home basically permission slips with this letter about how body image and blah, blah, blah. And then the counselors were like, well, how about can they wear shapewear, yes or no? What size are they? So this mom, and I saw this the stories on Fox News this morning, basically wrote an email to the school like, isn't this a slap in the face? Like, what is the point of giving them positive body image but going, but we'll give you shapewear.
Yeah, right. So you can look differently.
Right.
That's crazy.
I don't know how that's helping. The program has since been canceled after this mom was like, hey, other parents, do you see what is happening here? This is really not. While we do need to address body image, and this is something that's an issue, I'm not sure allowing the kids to have shapewear is going to help the problem.
No.
Not at that age.
Insane.
No.
That's insane.
It is. There's reports that A Christmas Story is getting a sequel.
Okay, first of all, there's already a sequel to A Christmas Story.
What's that?
There are two Christmas Story sequels. This one's just going to have Peter Billingsley in it.
Yes, so Ralphie, Peter Billingsley, was going to be in it, and he's also going to produce it along with Vince Vaughn. And it's going to be on HBO Max, I guess. This may get me to finally get HBO
this
Max.
This
maybe
will get you.
This
I
might
love
be
a
it.
Christmas story. I love A Christmas Story. And it's going to take place in the 1970s. The original one was in the 40s. And so Ralphie's going to be bringing his own family back to his childhood home. And hence the prequel, which Carl apparently has a problem with because it's not really the sequel.
It's not there was a summer story. And that's the actual sequel. And it was Gene Shepard. This, oh, yeah. And Gene Shepard's book has nothing to do with this at all. So.
Do you like A Christmas Story? Is that, do you
I did. I did enjoy it. Yeah. So you still got the BB gun, I wonder?
I'm sure there will be a reference to the BB gun.
Something
there's
tells
no,
me that'll be a central
There's
theme.
No way. Did you also see that Harry Potter, what's his name?
Daniel Radcliffe
is going to play Weird Al Yankovic in a biopic.
It's going to be great.
not on my to see list.
You're not going to watch Weird Al?
Not a chance.
Sure what that's going to be on.
Roku,
that's right. The Roku channel. Yeah. The Weird, the Al Yankovic story.
Coming up, we're going to talk to the gentleman who helped draw the current redistricting map being considered in the state of Missouri. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.